हरे कृष्ण। आई वाज टेलिंग यस्टरडे अबाउट द प्रिंसिपल ऑफ टेकिंग शेल्टर। मामेवि ये प्रपद्यन्ते मायामेतां तरन्तिते। सो व्हेन अ डिवोटी इज अलर्ट अबाउट माया एंड देन अ डिवोटी डेवलप्स अ स्ट्रांग डिजायर टू टेक शेल्टर ऑफ कृष्ण एंड How does the devotee take shelter of Krishna? As I was telling, when you remove the calf drinking milk from a cow, again the calf wants to rush back to drinking milk again. In the same manner, when a devotee remembers this very vital principle of Mamanusmara Yudhyacha. Actually, without Mamanusmara, the Yuddha cannot become yoga. We call it as karma yoga. Karma yoga, the karma becomes karma yoga when there is mamanusmara. Without that, there is no connection to the Supreme. So all our activities would be rendered mundane without that mamanusmara aspect. And which is actually the aspect that talks about shelter. If somebody is studying the Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, while trying to see Krishna in the pages of the scriptures, while looking for the shelter of Krishna in those pages, then he is said to be taking shelter of the scriptures with his intelligence. In Bhagavad Gita also it is said that we take shelter of Krishna by our intelligence, by studying the scriptures, not mechanically, not dutifully, but with great eagerness and enthusiasm, and trying to understand Krishna and how does he want me to surrender to him, what I should do and what I should not do. Same way, we adopt the principle of Manmana by chanting the holy name. How to think of Krishna? We think of Krishna by chanting the holy name. Now when we chant the holy name, you may not be able to actually think of the form of Krishna or his pastimes or activities. We are not in that exalted stage. But if somebody endeavors to chant more rounds, to chant with more attention, with more enthusiasm, even though one may not be able to find Krishna within the holy name, still that endeavor will lead one to the Manmana stage of remembering Krishna. So shastras are not vague when they talk about the principle of shelter. What we do with our mind and intelligence will show to Krishna how serious we are in attaining him. if one does not gradually get vyavasayatmika buddhi, if one does not rise above the chanchala man over a period of time, then the avyavasayatmika buddhi and chanchala man, they both actually keep one wandering in this world. Because these two are so vital to the principle of shelter. Even more important than these two is the ahankar, the false ego, which one has to put aside to bow down in front of the spiritual master to receive the knowledge. That is why it is a dambam mahadupasaya. The one gives up the damba arising from false ego by putting aside at the lotus feet of the spiritual master and willing to hear his instructions and obey the teachings. So, when the false ego and the intelligence and mind are appropriately engaged in surrendering and reading the scriptures with great eagerness and enthusiasm to learn from the scriptures and in chanting the holy name respectively, then we actually take shelter. One can experience the shelter. And what shelter do you experience? Prabhupada gave the example. Just like if a man is traveling on a very nicely covered silver coach drawn by horses, you know, even on a rainy day, you are unaffected by the rains. So sometimes the coach may cross a puddle of water, a small puddle of water made by hoof print of a calf. How easily he crosses that puddle, because he is nicely sheltered in that big chariot, silver chariot or something. Similarly, one who is firmly situated in Krishna consciousness is firmly sheltered in Krishna's lotus feet. that all the great dangers and difficulties and adversities of this world, they become like small puddle. You can very easily cross over. Those people who are struggling with them are people lacking shelter. Actually, to the degree we lack the aspect of taking shelter, to that degree we struggle and suffer, because we are warring against Krishna. Manashtashtani indriyani patrikasthani karshati. That word karshati means we are battling against Krishna. To the degree we battle against him, far from taking shelter, we are fighting with him actually. Actually, it's very, very easy principle, very simple principle. Like Prabhupada says, when a fish takes shelter of a river, it can flow upstream, downstream, side stream, left stream, right stream, anywhere. But when a huge animal like an elephant, who can do mountainous amount of work by lifting huge trunks, if he doesn't take shelter of the river, he is toppled and rotated, rolled, and he is carried down the drain. Very simple principle. So, if our surrender is incomplete, because we are constantly feeling rebellious feelings in our mind, in our false ego, and if our study of Shastra is mechanical and sleepy study, dozing study, dozing hearing, it's like drinking Arendelle in a castor oil. If that is the way one is studying Shastra, hearing Shastra, and if one is allowing the mind to run in all eight directions while chanting the holy name without focusing it on the holy name, then we are preparing ourselves to go out of shelter. We are preparing ourselves to quit the shelter and attain Maya shelter, which is a default option available for the living entity. Actually, living entity cannot be without shelter. Either he is in Krishna shelter or in Maya shelter. So, the chanting of the holy name is actually done to fix the mind in Krishna fully. And without the intelligence and false ego appropriately taking shelter, one cannot fix the mind. It's not possible, because mind is subordinate to intelligence and false ego. So, Mamevya prapadyante mayame tam tarantite. This is the meaning of actually prapadyante. Surrender to Krishna. It's not a theory. It is not some abstract concept. It is not something vague like a cloud in the sky. It's a very, very down-to-earth practical things. Without doing this homework, you try to engage the senses in Krishna service. Actually, it will be material activity. Purely material activity. It has nothing to give and take with Krishna. That is why some people, they render superficial devotional service, wearing tilak, kantimala, dhoti kurta, everything. But then they have a problem with rebellious attitude, they have a problem with study of scriptures, they have a problem with mind wandering, and they are struggling and struggling because they are superficially engaged in devotional service. And they don't experience shelter at all. Like a child in the lap of a mother feels very sheltered. But they don't feel that shelter in Krishna consciousness because of these reasons. Then the activity is material activity, which is purely on a gross mundane platform. It has no connection to divinity. So what gives connection to divinity are these things. With a proper understanding of the shelter, developing the right attitude, anybody in this world can feel a very firm shelter of Krishna. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances to all the